This is an Open Talk Radio 313 The Flash production.
Everybody, welcome to the Rated R Wrestling Podcast. I'm the Southwest Texan Dede Cruz, and you already know who my right hand man and partner is. My co-host Greg DeMarc. What's going on, brother?
Good evening, sir.
Oh man, what a weekend we had, no?
Oh my gosh, and another great weekend ahead of us, man. Can never get
Dude,
enough wrestling. The last weekend,
we can never
one of my
get...
favorite wrestling weekends ever.
Dude, tell me about it. And we only got more coming next month. We're going to discuss that a little more. But, dude, last Sunday, guys, listen, last Sunday, we started off Friday, PWAS, fire show. I'm going to tell you the results right now of that one. That one was especially, it was the fourth. They had, I had the matches right here. Hold on. Yeah, the number one contender triple threat match. It was the Grey Wolves. They defeated Daddy's Money over the top rope match. And then the second match was the first match was a Soul Taker. He defeated Alex Van Zandt in a body bag match. I'm sorry, guys. The second match was a number one contenders match. The Grey Wolves defeated Daddy's Money. And then number three was 2-1 for the Cruiser Core Championship. Tanner Nix defended against Atlas Hightower, Mr. Run This Ring, and Steven the Amplifier Rivera. That was a great match, guys. And
the big news coming out of that. The big news coming out of that match. Atlas Hightower is done with the threat. He dropped Rivera on his head not once but twice with that picture-perfect RKO. Love me some Atlas Hightower.
Mr. Run This. Oh, shout out to Atlas Hightower for getting us all Run This Ring gear this weekend. Such great gear for such a
solid
great price,
gold.
Man. Solid gold.
$12
24
shirt,
24 karat gold. Hold on.
$12
Hold on.
Shirt. Can't beat it.
Whoa. You can't beat that. I'm going to talk about, we brought up gold. I'm going to stop the results from the show. Mr. 24 karat lion.
Oh,
Mr.
My gosh.
24 Karat Lion. No, don't oh my gosh me. You already know what happened. You already know what happened. We got the film. It's edited. Everybody knows who the real
my
winner is.
My son told me.
Your dude,
my
the
son
24
was telling
Karat
me something.
Lion. Listen to this, everybody. Don't listen to Greg DeMarc. The Southwest Texan Dede Cruz, rightful winner of the halftime 24 Karat Drinking Challenge. Nobody has beaten him. Nobody has beaten him. Now, listen to this. He challenged the Southwest Texan, which I'm a drinking machine. I'm the Texan. I come from Texas where we drink. You listen to Thor.
Real big.
Another big. Anyway, a long story short, he got more contenders to go into the ring because he knew he was going to lose rightfully. He brings in two big guys or another big guy and a wrestler, and then he brings in his little friend, Greg DeMarc, because Greg DeMarc had to be there so much. Oh, my God. So, listen, Greg DeMarc, You know who won. I'm the rightful winner. Jeremiah Goldmane, I challenge you at that next XICW House Party 5. Ooh, I'm not going to say the rest of the title because we still got to discuss that. I almost let that slip. And we got so many guests that's going to be in that house that night. It's going to be ridiculous. So anyway, I challenge you, Jeremiah Goldmane. August 4th, House Party 5, one-on-one, nobody else in the match, drinking contest. If you're really the 24-karat gold lion, you will be there. And if you're not, and if you don't accept my challenge, you're 24-karat plated, bud.
Oh, my
now
God.
Now you can
get back to the PWAS result.
Jesus Christ, man. You're just mad because I'm telling the truth? Are you serious?
I mean,
really?
My son says his camera angle says you won.
No, we already know. I got it straight from
okay,
my
I'll quit
from my angle.
You were holding your empty can up before the 24-karat lion. I might be a mark, but I'm not a liar. Yeah, I will admit that you were holding your empty can high about 2-3 seconds before Mr. Goldmane. I think he, got a rough can, it's a little too carbonated or something. but yeah.
Make more exclusives for Mr. Goldmine. It's okay. But anyway, Mr. Goldmine, I challenge you again, one on one, nobody else in the ring, just us two in the ring drinking. And you're going to lose once again to the Texan. Because there ain't no best in the Texan. There's no besting me. There's in the drinking contest or in whatever go off you want to go on. We can go.
I walked out of the ring with half of a White Claw still in my can.
Yeah, you did. We had so much fun that night. So let me get back to the PWAS results. And then, after that, it was the old school Rick Cardia versus Chuck Stein in a dog collar match. That was a great match.
What a
Chuck
match.
Chuck Stein lost.
A bloody
Chuck Stein
war.
Lost. Dude, it was a war. I will tell you, man. Chuck Stein, after the match, dude, I seen his back, and his back was tore to shreds, man. I'll tell you. His back.
Yeah, his nugget was split, too.
Chain. Yeah.
He was leaking from the nugget piece.
Yeah, he was.
They both
yeah,
were.
He was.
But the big story here, old school Rick Cartier outsmarts Detroit Punk Chuck Stein. I mean, those punk guys, they're never accused of being the smartest guys. But, yeah. Sometimes the toughest, but definitely not always the smartest. You got to give it to Rick Cartier. There was no outside interference. Rick Cartier outsmarted him fair and square.
He did. And he didn't want to go into the match at first. And you know what? And Guru was actually in the corner of Chuck Stein, and there was really no interference by him neither. So, I mean, he did actually do it by himself.
Hey,
no
I am a friend of the Guru,
else.
But... he should have advised Chuck as Chuck Stein, to let you know if you guys haven't seen the clips on, Facebook or YouTube. He is dragging old school Rick Cartier cornered. You have to touch all four corners to win. This is an old school NWA traditional dog collar match. And as Chuck Stein is touching each corner, Cartier's touching them behind him. And when they got to the fourth corner, Cartier made a move, man. And he hit that corner before Mr. Stein and came out victorious.
Yeah, he actually did, dude. And like I said, that was such a great match. And I mean, you got to give it to the old school Cartier. And I'm gonna tell you, man, we seen him Sunday also. Great dude. You know what I'm saying? So I mean, yeah, you got to give it to the
he
man.
Doesn't
who,
like you
know, a win.
Actually, but
you know what? Don't start.
He actually doesn't like
Don't,
you.
He does like me. He likes me better than he likes you.
We'll ask him tomorrow.
We'll ask him. We will.
We'll set
ask
that
him.
Straight for you.
We will, and we sure will. So yeah, let's get on to the next match of the fifth match of the night, which was for the PWAS Tag Team Championships. As the champions, hot and garbage. No. Let me quit playing. Percy, you know you're the man. Peter, you know what's up, man. Hot and Beautiful defended the Tag Team Championship against the returning Capital Vices, man. Man, those are my dudes. We hang out with them after the matches, dude. It was great. But Capital Vices came up a little short, which was I thought was another.
They did not.
You know, another.
They were fucking screwed, brother.
They
did not. They came out on top. They won the match.
They won the match. I agree with you 100%.
Again.
100%.
They did not come up short.
They
were completely screwed.
They got screwed twice. I think that Capital Vices, hashtag Capital Vices, are the rightful PWAS tag team champions.
Absolutely. They're 2-0 against the champions.
They are.
What more is there to say?
There's nothing else more to say. Capital Vices are the rightful tag team champions of the PWAS Pro Wrestling All-Stars. Steve Rivera, you got to reverse that decision. Make them the rightful champions, and that's it.
Now, Rivera come
up rightful
there with
champions.
His big-ass head and caused all that mess. Zeke finally made right what he had, you know, spoiled the, you know, in their first, you know, challenge for the tag team championships. 2 out of 3 falls, you know, Capital Vices win the first fall. They lose the second fall and then win the third fall by countout, which, you know, looking back in hindsight may have been a blatant intentional countout. And somehow they walk out with the tag team titles. Like,
that was bullshit. I mean, it is what it is.
Yeah. Yeah, we're definitely on the same side on that one.
And I can't wait till Capital Vices returns. We're not going to say, but yeah, they're making the return. They love us in Michigan. We love them. They're the greatest thing since Shoestring. And then they're the nightmares of everybody on Wrestling Nightmare Street. They're not the nightmare on Elm Street. They're nightmare on Wrestling Street. Anyways, so Capital Vices, we can't wait to see you guys again, brother. Send money. Much love. We love you guys. And so the next match of the night, the last match, the main of
match of the night,
TJ,
brother. It should have been the main event. Match of the fucking night.
Yeah, it was. It was a great match. I didn't get to see it all, but what I seen on Facebook was a fucking great match. TJ Myers finally got the title that eluded him for so long, and he beat Jay Maynard for the PWAS Junior Heavyweight Championship.
In a ladder match.
Now, brother.
What
now,
a
Greg,
match.
I was going to say, you were there when TJ Myers first went for the, in Rouge Days, for the PWAS Junior Heavyweight Championship.
Bro, I was there at Rouge Days last year. TJ Meyer made it all the way to the finals of the tournament and had to go through the process, the best in the fucking world, MM3, and he came up just short. TJ Meyer put up a better fight than I would, or as good a fight as I would expect anybody to put up against MM3, and he came up just short. And then, you know, a couple months ago, he came up just short. And then last month, he came up just short. It was TJ's title. I truly believe the rightful champion has finally been crowned, and congratulations to TJ Meyer.
I agree with that.
War ain't died, by the way.
Yeah, most definitely.
Let me just throw that out there. He's a War Inc. guy.
War Inc. Man, War Inc., goddammit. What a fucking group. Yeah. So let's move on to the main event of Pro Wrestling All-Stars, which was for the World Heavyweight Championship. The heavyweight champion, Dread King Logan, which is a great friend of ours, must I say, defended his crown, his heavyweight championship against Mysterious Movado. Now, he's a crowd favorite. Whenever Movado comes out, you know, he gets his little class on. He does his dancing. He's a great in-ring competitor. But he came up just short against the Dread King because, you know, Dread King won't let his newly crowned king championship go.
Yeah, he came up real short.
Yeah.
But the king is still your champion, and he's still your king.
He is still
and
your king.
And he does
king.
Not like
so
you.
Bow down.
And that's not for you, Day-Day. That's for everybody in general, just so you know.
No,
the
no,
Dread
no.
King
whoa,
does
whoa,
not
whoa.
Hate me. but he probably does not like you.
He likes
It's on
you.
The merch. It says, Drag King
he
is my homeboy, and he probably don't like you.
Well,
I'm just quoting. I'm quoting the Drag King himself.
Okay, so yeah, he does like me, by the way. But yeah, that was
progressing. Hey,
I
wasn't directed towards you, but I mean, if the shoe fits, shit.
No. Anyways, we're gonna move on from that, Mr. Mark. Okay. Is that okay with you?
Good idea.
Okay.
That's a great idea. Let's move on to Saturday.
Saturday was just fucking awesome. Saturday was freaking awesome, dude. TKW, Total Chaos Wrestling, man, and they did something just great. And I'm gonna post it on the YouTube channel. And if you guys want to follow, the YouTube channel is Rated R Wrestling Podcast 313 on YouTube, guys. Like, share, and subscribe. You know, and dudes, we're gonna bring you matches from everywhere pro wrestling and some other, you know, other matches probably alike, but it's going to be great. So like, share, and subscribe to our YouTube channel. It's going to be great. So, yeah, Saturday, the first match, dude. What did you think about the first match, Greg?
The first match? I ain't gonna lie. Yeah. I mean, it was all right. The second match, to me, was the match of the night.
Yeah, that was a great match. But what about Death Threat
now,
Army versus...
We showed up there, and we found out that, you know, it seemed like they weren't done setting the ring up. And ultimately, long story short, there was a problem with the ring. There was a problem with the ropes. And, man, the show must go on. They improvised. They ran the show without ropes. To all of our listeners that, you know, might not have been impressed by that or think that maybe it was some underground knockoff bullshit, that was not the intention.
I
have this on the highest authority that that was not the intention. It would have been a traditional, you know, wrestling show with a traditional ring. It didn't work out. The show must go on. They ran the whole show with no ropes, man. And the kudos to all the talent, all the wrestlers, all the superstars that made it fucking work because, you know, it was beautiful. And then my favorite, Capital Vices and the Death Threat Army, Jack Trice and Tommy Vendetta, they came out and they decided that there was ropes on the ring. And they approached
yeah, dude,
it that way.
Did,
man, there was a little bit of comedy. They did great storytelling. It was an awesome tag team match.
Long story short, guys, the losers
no, we gotta
of the
tell
match,
this
there
story,
was a double
man.
Pin. There was a double pin in the match, which Money and who was it, Jack Price? Yeah, Jack Price and Money
yes.
are the ones that won that match because there was a double pin.
So the ref, declares it a draw.
Yeah, they declared it a
draw. The ref declares it a draw. And Money and Jack Price
decide,
you know what? We are the
winners
here. Right.
So they walk
out together.
And then Sin and Tommy Vendetta sit there like, you're the fucking loser. You're a freaking loser. And they're like, Sin's like, well, I'm a fat piece of crap. And they're like, oh, well, losers. And then they walk off. And then Tommy Vendetta, the dude, he trips on the ropes. And then Sin have to come and get him. And dude, that was just a great match. So at the next show, it's going to be the losers versus the winners. It's going to be the losers of the winners of the matches. And it's going to be something great. Look, let me see. Yeah, it's going to be a great match, guys. But what about that main event? What about that main event? Well, the Chuck Stein versus, what's his name again? Darox?
Man, there was so much more action, too. There was a gauntlet match that had about 72 fucking guys in it, including Madman Pondo, the Revolting Blob, Joseph Schwartz. I mean, you name him, he was in the – and it was ultimately won by your boy.
Tanner Two Belts won that match, but
the Cruiser Core Champion.
Cruiser Core Champion, but at the end of the night, It wasn't a great
match. And that qualified him for the championship tournament that win did. But unfortunately, he came up a little short against El Ridiculoso, who moved on. And the tournament continued. A lot of great talent in that tournament, man.
Yeah, there was a lot of great talent in that. You know, Isaiah Frazier, which is the up-and-comers guy, man, watch out for Isaiah Frazier and Mikey Banker.
I thought Isaiah Frazier was going to win the gauntlet match.
I thought so, too. Dude, did you see when he flew out of the ring, when he flew out that ring, halfway from the ring all the way to the outside?
Man, he had defeated, I think, like three guys at that point. And this big motherfucker comes down, he wasn't waiting for him. He got within about 12 feet, and Isaiah Frazier just launched on him.
Launched it. Just straight launched him. Man.
And then all of a sudden, you know, that whole gauntlet was crazy. And then we had a special guest in the house, too.
We did.
And it was fucking awesome. Mr. How You Doing? Mr. S-A-W-F-T Soft.
So Mr. Enzo Amore ended up being an appearance. He made an appearance at TKW. And
now let me tell you, you never hear nothing but bad things about this guy. Fans, other wrestlers, talk about what a dick he is, what an asshole he is to people. I didn't see that at all, man. I watched this guy meet about 110 people. Yeah, he was absolutely a gem to everybody. The other talent, you know, seeing him taking pictures with talent, he was smiling. He wasn't no kind of stuck up. And then afterward, he got in the ring. He called a kid into the ring, you know, put him over. And, you know, and they took pictures, let people hold the Cruiserweight title for $10, you know. Take a picture in the ring with him holding his title. The guy was a really awesome guy, and I would look forward to and would go out of my way to meet or see Enzo again.
Yes, most definitely, and I agree with you on that. And hopefully soon, guys, we will have him on the show. Let's hope so. But
we'll probably have him on the show soon. So, Enzo, if you're listening, hopefully, man, we would love to have you on the Rated R Wrestling Podcast 313.
And he told me himself, guys, I'm not going to lie, I'm going to say this. I asked him what it took to get him on the podcast. He told me to talk to his agent, his manager, whatever you want to call it. And I did so, and he told me to get on Enzo's Instagram and, you know, catch his email and stuff. And hopefully we'll have him on soon, guys. That would be something great. Another, hopefully, a great treat for you guys.
And, man, we could have a lot of great treats in store in the future. But back to TKW, man. The guy I thought was going to win, Justin Pilgrim, he got screwed, man. He got his surgically repaired shoulder put in a chair, got it stomped on. And then, the next round, he was basically pushed into the pole on his shoulder by that bum Freedom Ramsey. And, I'm just mad at Freedom Ramsey. I think he's a great talent, but fuck that guy for that. So, you know, Freedom Ramsey prevails into the next round. Sean Tyler tried to, you know, in the main event, he tried to gain retribution for his purge partner. And to no avail, man, your new and first TKW champion is Mayor Freedom Ramsey.
Yes, sir.
And that was a new faction emerged.
Yes, they did. They actually did. It was.
And we are
going to
see
Isaac.
At the next TKW, we'll see the Purge, the original
We forgot about a match. We forgot about a match to tell them about TKW.
Well, we were kind of talking about the other guys. That's why I kind of skip those, because to me, you know, well, actually they were in succession. The main events were the two matches we haven't talked about yet.
Okay, so I'm sorry. So yeah, go ahead,
man. You're the deathmatch guy. Let's go on to the first deathmatch. Who did we see?
Well, you guys, we had the privilege to always see Peter B. Beautiful,
But we have never
No. That was the main event. There was a match before that. Your boy.
Yes. Draxel. It was Draxel versus the dirty white boy, Chuck Stein. Now, let me tell you guys, man, that match was so freaking dope. Staple guns, barbed wire, ladders with barbed wire, man, even with just the ropes. And they had actually, it was actually a barbed wire match. It was actually started off as
that
a barbed wire match.
That was my first taste of Draxel, man, and I was impressed.
Dude, I was too. Oh, and for sure we will have him on the Rated R Wrestling Podcast. Guys, Draxel will be on also. So, you guys, I hope you guys are ready for Draxel because that dude is just crazy. Like I was saying, that dude, he actually broke the barbed wire with throwing his body and actually broke the barbed wire, diving for Chuck Stein outside the ring. And,
oh,
dude.
Yes, he did.
Right, and then he freaking, like I said, he suplexed Chuck Stein onto a ladder with barbed wire. I got that all on footage.
On the ground, on the outside of the ring,
onto
too,
the
man.
Ground.
On the solid ground. Good heavens, what a thud!
And then also light tubes, guys. Light tubes where they were being broke on each other, and they were stabbing each other with them light tubes, and then barbed wire, stapling money onto each other, guys. Listen to that. You give them some money. If you give them a $20 bill, they will staple it onto the testicles. They will staple it onto each other's testicles. I'm telling you guys.
Now I've seen people get their lips stapled, their tongue.
Their tongue, but dudes. They do it all for the love of the game. But anyways, that match was dreadful and gruel. It was all so crazy, blood everywhere, guys. And then your boy Chuck Stein would not let nobody down in Detroit because he knows that Detroit Punk runs Deathmatch Detroit in wrestling over here in Michigan.
He was desperate for a win.
Detroit.
So call it what it is, man. He was desperate for a win. And he was fortunate
man,
to
no,
come out
come
of
on, man. Ball. You can't say that about Chuck Stein. The dirty white boy always brings his A-game. He even wrestled a match before that. That's why he looked so, you know.
He did.
So,
he wrestled
know,
a death match 40 miles away. He wrestled a death
in
match,
Temperance,
traveled 40
Michigan.
Miles, and then had this death match with Drexel. That is absolutely the truth.
That is absolutely the truth. Detroit Punk all the way. When it comes to that
RPW, we weren't able to attend, but from what I've seen and heard, man, it was an awesome show. They had 12
fire.
Awesome matches, and they have crowned their first
Diamond
champion,
Cutter.
Your king, the Drag King Logan,
your king,
the new
king
RPW
Logan.
Heavyweight champion, and my homeboy, who probably doesn't like you.
Okay.
Whoever
so,
you
yeah.
may be.
I don't know who you are. So whoever you may be, yeah. Not none of us. He likes us over here at the Rated R Wrestling Podcast. So, yeah.
Yes,
if he don't like you, then that's on you. Yes, he is. He's a great guy. So, yeah. Also, it was Peter B. Beautiful after that, guys. Peter B. Beautiful went against – it was an intergender death match at Fizz, guys. It was Peter B. Beautiful, the Queen of Extreme – going against Mickey Knuckles. Guys, now that match.
Oh, my God.
Now that match was bloody. Let me tell you guys. This woman,
I've
never seen.
Mickey Knuckles took the cheese grater violently.
To the face.
And now, the footage is in the process of being edited and posted on the Deathmatch 313 podcast on YouTube. You can find these matches, the Drexel vs. Chuck Stein and the Mickey Knuckles vs. Peter B. Beautiful, in its entirety on the Deathmatch 313 podcast. Brought to you by Open Talk Radio 313 The Flash.
Yes, sir. And that's all great because, like I said, that match, I had the privilege of filming that match. And let me tell you guys, Greg DeMarc seen it from his chair. I actually filmed the thing. This thing was so violent, and I've never seen a woman take such a beating. I've never seen a woman take a keyboard from a computer to the face from a man.
Oh,
let
my
me tell
God.
You guys, that,
he swung it at her like... I mean,
dude,
at her,
I've
man.
Never seen that in my life.
Busted
and she
a keyboard
took that
on
beating.
Her nugget, Pete.
And then they went at it fist to fist. Knuckle for knuckle.
What a stiff match.
Dude, yes. That match was fire. That match was a banger. And who came out on top? Miss Mickey Knuckles.
Man,
Miss Mickey
Knuckles.
She put
Peter B in a trash can and kicked his fucking head off.
She kicked his... Yes! Dude, that was my favorite fucking part. That was my favorite fucking part. And after
mine
she
was the cheese
him,
grater
he was
spot.
Laid out. Yes, dude, that match was so fire. Let me tell you, man. Well, you were there. I can't tell you, but
I
wish everybody that's listening was there. And, man, well, this whole weekend. And then we move on to Sunday. We moved on to Sunday. Now,
the
Sunday
main event
was,
of the weekend.
The main event of the weekend, which is the best,
the longest
ever.
Running independent wrestling promotion in the history of the state of Michigan. 20 years strong. XICW House Party 4.
Yes. Now that was fun. We've seen a Kung Fu Panda.
And we started the show off now. Yes, with the War Panda. Now, Dre Jacobs put out a challenge to all of his fans and followers that if they could show him that $1,000 were donated, and I'm telling you, he put this out less than a week before this show, that if $1,000 were donated to any charitable cause, just send him a screenshot, whatever, $1,735 or something was donated in like 3 days. So he ordered an inflatable costume. That was the deal. If you guys can donate $1,000, I will wrestle in an inflatable costume. So he comes out in the inflatable panda suit, the War Panda, versus Kip Rude. And you can probably guess how that went for Kip Rude.
Yeah, yeah. We all seen how that went.
All bad for Kip Rude. Spoiler.
Yeah. And the match after
but
that.
Kudos to
dude.
Dre Jacobs, man. Hell of a human being and a fucking superstar in Dre Jacobs. He's probably
yes,
my
guys,
second favorite wrestler
Dre
right
Jacobs.
After MM3.
Look up Dre Jacobs on YouTube, guys.
You're
I'm pretty
fan
sure he has
a talent
there.
Like Keith Lee. If you like Keith Lee, you will love Dre Jacobs.
You'll love
Dre
Jacobs.
Dre Jacobs can
you'll
work like
Dre
Keith
Jacobs.
Lee, but Dre Jacobs can do it all. He can fly, he can wrestle, he can strike. Work
he can
a match
go to war.
With it. It's entertaining. Yes, he will go to war. But the character of the War Boy Dre Jacobs, the leader of War Inc., is, I mean, awesome character, man. I can't say enough about him.
Yeah, I'm telling you, man. That's just. I love Dre Jacobs too, man. You're the one that got me into Dre Jacobs. That's the funny thing.
Yep.
You're the one that got me into Dre Jacobs.
Dre Jacobs was the guy I seen at my first indie show, which was XICW Best in Detroit. And that was the thing I took from there, like, wow, dude, this guy. It was a culmination of a feud between him and Chris Moore. And, man, dude, what a match. What a talent. Chris Moore, hell of a talent, too. But I'm like, man, this guy is something. Man, I've been a huge Dre Jacobs guy ever since. And I always give him the credit for – you know, really my love for this independent professional wrestling because it was that match that had me, you know, and I've been around ever since.
Most definitely, man, and I got to say, man, I got the privilege to actually film the Dre Jacobs match, man, for you were there, MPW. That was a great match versus
Dre Jacobs and Ace Evans.
Ace Evans, yes, it was Ace Evans, dude.
The Big Bad Wolf. Shout out to Sean Stockmeyer. Shout out to Face Kicked Apparel, man. The best merch maker
dude.
In the fucking
they have
business.
The best merch in
fight me.
Their his mask, dude. I love the mask that I got. Remember the mask I bought at the MPW. That mask is fire. I wear it everywhere. You see, I wear it everywhere.
Yeah, your
dude.
Favorite independent professional wrestler, Ace Evans, the Big Bad Wolf, probably made his shirt. He is the, you know, the man behind Face Kicked Apparel and his lovely wife, Lisa, man. They do such great work. I have nothing but love and respect for Face Kicked Apparel. Them up, man.
Definitely.
They got a new shirt coming out just, you know, representing their brand, which I've pre-ordered. Thank you very much. Thank you, Ace.
Of course, Mark.
Absolutely. Oh,
of course.
So, yeah. And who had the Atlas shirt first? I can't remember.
It was me. It was me.
Was it? I was thinking you were hung up in a line waiting to see Enzo when I obtained mine.
Nope.
Yeah.
Well, yeah.
Well, you had the mask first.
Yeah. I have a mask first. Yeah, guys, the whole XI show was fire. Even though my boy didn't gore MM3 out of his championship, but was by disqualification,
still.
But
irrelevant.
By disqualification, might I add. So, to me.
Trust the process. He's led to the ring by the greatest mind in professional wrestling, Johnny Delicious. It doesn't matter. MM3 came out on top, looking no worse for wear. I mean, he not only survived Rhino, he walked out with the title, no worse for wear, on his feet, still ready to fight.
I agree with you, brother. I'm going to agree with you on this.
And then your buddy, the Capital Vices. Challenge for the XICW Tag Team Championships against the Godfather and Jamie Cox.
Jamie Cox, yes, sir. The fun-loving criminals. Dude, that match was so fire, and it was – but my boys came up a little short again this weekend, but they're still my dudes. I still love you guys. Rightful PWAS Tag Team Champions.
Hell of a match, hell of a fight, though, man. Props to everybody involved in that war. Of course, you know I'm going with the Godfather because I don't like to be fucking stabbed. Getting stabbed sucks. So yeah, I was supporting DBA and the Fun Loving Criminals. I have no stab wounds, and Fun Loving Criminals are still the XICW Tag Team Champion.
Now comes the fun part, brother. Now let me tell you something, Mr. Mark. Now we move on.
Actually, let's talk about the match of the night. The light heavyweight championship match. It was actually, I believe it was the first match because War Panda was actually technically a pre-show match. Alex Weir and Jack Price, man, put on a banger, man.
Dude, that match was. I fell in love with the whole Death Threat Army, though. Like, dude, I seen them at the Wyatt show, but. Dude, Jack Price, dude, is becoming one of my favorites.
He's a superstar.
He is, dude.
That was a toss-up, man. I was rooting for Alex Weir, but it was a toss-up. I was on my feet clapping when it was over. Absolutely bummed for what I believed was going to come next, man. As we know, former Death Threat Army guy, Alex Weir, could be heard on Wrestling Rage in his interview with Cody Fleming. He addressed some concerns he had about it, and his concerns were put at rest, would you say?
I would. But that match was
so
fire.
But
Two Belt Price came on top. He came up on top. Two Belt Price.
Yeah, Jackie Two Belt.
What do we got over here? Who do we got on the line?
A cup of haters.
How's it going? Welcome to the Radar Rust Podcast. Who we got the pleasure of talking to? Hello?
It's John Cena.
We can't see you.
We're here.
Awkward silence.
So, yeah, Alex Weir had a concern that much like happened to Jack Price and Aaron O'Ryan when they lost the XICW Tag Team Championships to the Fun-Loving Criminals, that he would be dismissed from the group. And he welcomed it. He said, I know what's coming, just give it to me. But they stood him up. They let him know they loved him. They let him know he was, Kira Klan / War Inc. for life.
Loyal.
And yep, and went on to the Sweet Daddy
Memorial Battle Royal, which was a great match.
Battle Royal, which was last year won by the BUFNG. He was the reigning defending Cup winner. What a match. Great battle royal. I mean, we've seen Chuck Stein make his XICW debut. He actually made his debut earlier in the evening, teaming with Sweet Willie White. And he got the dub.
Yes, he did.
So maybe Chuck Stein's coming out of this funk. Maybe he's coming out of this funk he's been in since he lost the PWAS title.
How about your boy Jeremiah? How about during that match, your boy Jeremiah Goldman got his golden 24-karat lip locks with Willie
White. I don't know what the fuck you're talking about.
Yeah, you do.
I don't know what the fuck you're talking
about. Two times. He got a lip lock with the
I think I was tending to the children when that happened.
No, no, no. You were there. You were right there. You were sitting right next to me, so don't act like you were sitting next to me. You seen your boy get his lip locked?
I was blown. I think I was drinking by that point.
Yeah.
I may have been drinking by that point.
Uh-huh. Sure. Yeah,
but who won that match?
Royal? It doesn't matter. You're just trying to change the subject from
your boy. Chuck Stein and Sweet Willie. They came out. I mean, they didn't follow the rules like Ridiculoso, but yep, they came out on top. Chuck Stein got the dub. Hopefully, you know, he's out of this little losing streak he's been on since being defeated by the Drag King of Pro Wrestling All Stars.
Yeah,
but I was really looking for Chuck Stein and the Sweet Daddy, you know, Battle Royal. I know he was hungry. XICW had been a goal of his for a long time, and I really thought he was going to come out strong, which he did. He had a great showing in the Battle Royal. However,
he did.
Adam fucking Wick, comes out victorious. Another Johnny Delicious guy. Thank you very much. A man represented by the greatest night in professional wrestling.
Yeah, he did. He did win. And that was great. That was a great Battle Royal. And like you said, Chuck Stein made his debut, and he was stapling people in the Battle Royal, must I add. Stapling people.
He was stapling
people. Like he's always
a two-ring Battle Royal at that, by the way. This was a two-ring Battle Royal, and the event had two rings set up. And the talent did a great job of utilizing both rings at many parts in the show. And the ref did a good job of, you know, actually recognizing the second ring as a legal, you know, territory to make a cover.
The wrestling.
The first two-ring thing I've ever seen like that, actually. It was very creative. It was made for a lot of fun.
But it's not going to be the last time we see the two-ring at XICW. It's not going to be the last.
Rhino, well, and now Rhino, after he was, you know, not successful, winning the Midwest Heavyweight Championship, decided that maybe he had a better chance of being a champion in XICW. What? You want to tell him how that went down?
Well, yeah. So DBA and Jamie Cox came out, and Rhino, they were discussing some things, and then DBA announced at XICW House Party 5, the fun-loving criminals will be defending their XICW Tag Team Championships against Rhino and a very familiar partner that you guys know about, which has kids. He has kids.
He got kids.
So it's going to be the former WWE SmackDown Tag Team Champions and Heath Slater and Rhino challenging the fun-loving criminals for the XICW Tag Team Championships. Now, guys.
Yeah, they're getting sent back to Impact stabbed up.
No, dude, they're going to walk into Impact with those Impact Tag Team Championships. Or with them XICW Tag Team Championships.
These folks are getting aerated. This is the fun-loving criminals. This is the most dangerous man in Michigan. This is the Godfather. Heath Slater is going to make the trip to get himself stabbed.
Well, Heath Slater?
Just saying.
I can't disagree with you, dude, because, I mean, we've seen DBA in action when he really was going to whoop some security guard's ass in Rocky's pose, which he did discuss on the show if you want to replay that, guys, because that was a great show having DBA on. So if you want to see,
this is a guy that stabbed his own son repeatedly. So
stabbed his own goddamn son.
What is he gonna do to Heath Slater?
Yeah, you're correct. You're very correct, dude. But yeah, it's gonna be a great. It's gonna be another great show, and the Rated R Wrestling Podcast will be in the house.
Absolutely.
We will be in the house, and hopefully we can talk to Mr. We Have Kids and Mr. Gore Machine and bring them on here also, hopefully.
So after we, you know, all the dust settled in the MM3 and Rhino match, there was another challenge laid out. That's probably
yes,
the biggest news that came out of the night. You want to save that and talk about the Extreme Intense Championship match?
The Extreme Intense Championship match, man, that was a great match.
Triple threat.
The champion, the triple threat match. It was the champion defending his championship. The Drake Jacobs, the War Boy, defended his championship against your king.
The Proving Ground Champion, the XICW Proving Ground Champion, your king.
Yes. And that match, dude, that match was killer. There was
and,
no rules.
And Tommy Vendetta.
Don't forget Tommy Vendetta,
man.
I'm sorry, Mr. Vendetta. Don't kick me in the face. I'm sorry, dude. Mr. Vendetta.
The lovable psychopath.
That,
what a talent.
Yeah, that's why do you think I said don't kick me in the face? I'm sorry, Mr. Vendetta. So, yeah, it was Tommy Vendetta versus Jack King Logan versus the Extreme Intense Champion, Dre Jacobs, the War Boy. That match was, man, minute for minute, second for second, great match. And weapons were used. There was Legos and chairs and everything you could think of. Even Johnny Delicious he got hurt. Johnny Delicious sat on, that was crazy.
Yeah,
that's
bullshit.
Johnny Delicious.
Yeah, it was complete bullshit.
That was not. He deserved it for interfering in the match. And
he
then
deserved
he
it. What are you
Google.
Talking about? He's a manager. The guy's not a competitor.
Dude, and then he went against my dude, the Guru. You don't go against Guru. Guru is peace. Until
Man,
he poked
Guru is
Mr.
Lucky.
Johnny D. Until he's like poked Mr. Johnny D in them eyes. So, yeah, that
Guru
match,
was lucky
like
to
I
leave
said,
there in one piece.
No, dude. Now, if Johnny D would have stepped up to the Guru, who do you think helps Chuck Stein prep for his matches?
Okay, let me
Come
tell
on.
You something. Okay, I have one argument. Here's my one argument. Ready for this? This might be news
Let's
to you.
Go.
And look it up. Johnny Delicious defeated DBA in a barbed wire match, one-on-one, just so you know. Fact. Look it up.
There was probably,
the match
there
is
was
out there. You can find it on YouTube. Johnny
rigged.
Delicious defeated DBA.
Who helped him?
See, look, you're already making an excuse. It's in the record book. Johnny Delicious beat him in
Who
a barbed
him?
Wire match.
Who helped him?
At XICW.
Who helped him?
What are you talking about? He's the greatest mind in professional wrestling. He doesn't need help. Watch the
Who
video. Watch the footage. Who won?
I will watch the footage. I will watch the footage because I'm pretty sure somebody
He
else
took
knows.
Everything DBA had to give. He endured it, and he came out victorious. Bottom line, all you need to know. Entertaining match, though. Violent match. But there you go. You think the Guru wants smoke with a guy that defeated DBA in a barbed wire match?
Well, let me tell you something. Guru would have whooped that tail, and I'm going to tell you that much, man. Guru would have gave him that smoke because them jointy smokes will give him the smoke.
He's going
to
need to bring a lot more than smoke if he's going to defeat Johnny Delicious.
No, I'm pretty – no. You got it all wrong, brother. You got it all wrong, and I'm going to tell you that. Because Mr. Guru is the man and the manager of champions. So what else is there to say?
So, I mean, if you follow XICW, the manager of champions is Johnny Delicious, the greatest mind in professional wrestling. He's right now managing one half of the Noah Proving Ground tag team champions, Adam Wick, the greatest prize in the Midwest, the Midwest heavyweight champion, the Extreme Intense champion. He was managing the XICW light heavyweight champion until he was no longer until he lost the belt to Price last month.
Well, yeah, I mean, the whole thing is, you know, the guru has been in the game less than Johnny D. So you got to look at that as a plus, that guru has helped.
Oh, so now we're making excuses for the guy?
Excuses. Excuses.
The old man don't want the smoke.
He will twist Johnny D like a joint. He will twist him in like a pretzel in a joint.
And Mr. Delicious will find a way with his brain to get out of the twist, and the guru will be the one in flames, will be the one smoking. I mean, it's Johnny Delicious we're talking about.
And like I said, I'm pretty sure there was somebody that helped Johnny D beat DBA.
I guess you'll have to look up that footage to find out.
Oh, yeah, you know, I'm going to definitely find that. I'm going to definitely find out. And I'm pretty sure, like I said, there was something that helped
someone. I love
how
you assume shit.
Hey, hold on now. Dude, now I'm saying it now. Johnny D is one person that is always going to be the one that needs help in a match or whatever it is.
Are you serious?
Yes. I'm dead serious.
So,
while he's over here throwing...
Let's talk about... So, after the dust settled, right, there was another challenge laid out. And that's the big news we got coming out of Sunday.
Now,
Akira Klan, the greatest faction in professional wrestling, War Inc. We got Dre Jacobs, MM3, and then, I mean, you name it. Who do you want? You want Wick? You and Weir? I mean, War Inc. can bring whoever. I mean... And they will go
against the Death Threat Army
in
Jack Price.
War Games.
War Games, guys. XICW will bring War Games. On top of, and we forgot somebody else that's going to be there. Well, War Games is the biggest thing that's out of Sunday. But also added to the card, guys, was Madman Fulton. On top of all of that, you got Madman Fulton coming in also from Impact.
Madman Fulton, we've seen him at XICW before. He's quite a competitor. He actually almost beat Shogun in the suplex challenge. He almost beat him by suplexes. He was one suplex away from becoming the Proving Ground champion.
This will be my first ever time seeing Mr. Fulton, but I'm pretty sure I'm in for a treat because, dude, I watched him on Impact, and he's fucking such a great fucking big guy in the business. Now, that's one big guy you could say that's great, somewhat great in the ring.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, this guy is fucking huge. Wait till you see him. He towered over Shogun, and
Shogun's not a small dude.
Greg DeMarc.
No.
Okay?
Dude, Shogun I've seen live, and Shogun is one big dude.
Yeah, and Fulton towered over him.
Wow.
So, yeah, excited to see what he brings.
Yeah,
holy crap, man, what a weekend, which set up another great set of shows. I mean, it's almost sad. I mean, hopefully something's going to give here and we can get to some indoor venues. But we got another exciting weekend of wrestling ahead of us.
And it starts tomorrow night.
It does indeed.
It starts tomorrow night in Southwest Detroit, Knights of Columbus on Larkin Street and Michigan Ave.
Only
$5, guys, to get in and watch some great pro wrestling. PWAS. Dude, PWAS is going to be on fire tomorrow in Southwest Detroit. It's going to be an outdoor event. $5 to get in.
They got alcohol there.
They got alcohol, yes.
If you're that guy.
Yeah, if you're that guy, but drink responsibly, never drink and drive. And
if you're smoking, find your boys, the Southwest Texan and Greg DeMarc.
Yes, because we want the smoke.
We love the smoke.
We love the smoke.
We love the smoke.
And we them dudes. Yes, we are. So, guys, also, we're going to set up for Sunday. Now, Sunday.
That's what I'm most excited
for. I'm excited for Sunday night. Horror Slam, are you thirsty?
Man, I am thirsty. It's been a minute. Horror Slam is back, better than ever, picking up right where they left off pre-coronavirus when the, you know, GCW show was supposed to happen. It got postponed. And, I mean, we're back, man. Eric Ryan.
Eric Ryan will be challenging for the Deathmatch Heavyweight Championship. Oh, I said the Heavyweight Championship. I'm sorry, guys. The Deathmatch Championship.
Aiden Blackheart.
And Aiden Blackheart. Now, that's going to be, dude, that's going to be a bloodbath. That is going to be one bloodbath. I've seen Aiden Hart live. And that dude is no stranger to blood, no stranger to light tubes, no stranger to death match, period. That's why he is the reigning, defending Horror Slam death match champion. So is Eric Ryan, which I've known, you know, seen live, you know, I've seen him live. And, dude, let me tell you, Eric Ryan versus Slack. Check that out on the Deathmatch Wrestling Podcast 3132, guys. That match was fire. That match versus Slack, he flew out of the ring with the light tube and hit Slack. And, dude, Eric Ryan is also no stranger to Deathmatch. So we're going to see if Eric Ryan has what it takes to take that Deathmatch championship. And that's going to be a fire match. Also, we will see The Horror Slam Heavyweight Championship be defended. We will see the heavyweight champion in the Undeniable, which yesterday was his birthday. Happy day after birthday, Briar.
Happy birthday.
Happy birthday,
Undeniable
Champ. So yeah, we will see the Undeniable One defend his heavyweight championship in a former, which I believe also, I mean, he never lost the title, so I mean, the former heavyweight champion of Horror Slam in the old timer, the returning old timer. I'm excited for this, Jeff King.
That match, I mean, I was so excited for that from the time they announced it. I mean, that I wanted to see that match. Now, a couple years ago, there was a faction of I forget what they were called.
The Dread Kings.
No, it was something else. Was it the Undisputed Kings or something like that? But it was Jeff King, Briar Wellington, Dread King Logan, and I believe somebody else. And, you know, Jeff King had succeeded at winning the Horror Slam Heavyweight Championship, not the Deathmatch Championship, and was basically booted from the group. And, you know, ever since then, I mean, we've been dying to see this Jeff King versus Briar Wellington. I feel like there's a lot of unfinished business that's been brewing for a long time.
Also, you could catch that match on Deathmatch Wrestling Podcast 313. I have that match on there. That match was a nice one. Cool. That match was bloody and, dude, yeah. So, also, we will see Chinstrap Jesus.
Oh, my gosh.
Chinstrap Jesus.
Oh, my God.
Take on the War Machine Rhino. Now, that match, I can't believe that that's going to happen, and that match is going to be fire. Chinstrap Jesus, dude, he's an up-and-comer. Great talent.
Fuck that guy.
Hey!
I like a heel, but that guy's a dick.
He's great. He's fucking great.
He's pretty good.
He is pretty good.
Fuck that guy.
But I'm pretty sure, Mr. Chinstrap, I'm sorry, but you're going to get guard out of the match. And I'm sorry. Prediction is going to go for Rhino. I'm going for Rhino on this one.
I have to give the nod to Rhino on this one because, I mean, Chinstrap Jesus, I mean, what is he without Goldmane? I mean, the guy's nothing.
Here you go again, thinking Goldmane makes everything better.
Man, look.
Come on, man.
Was winning matches. He was winning championships.
You know,
and now he's not with Goldmane. What title does he hold? Where's he the champ? Oh, yeah. He's not anymore. No Goldmane. No gold. Imagine that. Wisen up, Chinstrap Jesus, man. Maybe I could become a fan of yours, but.
I'm a fan of yours. I don't care what this 24-karat plated fan of Mr. Jeremiah Goldmane says. It does not matter. It's not relevant, so it's okay.
Yeah, about that.
Yeah, so
24 karat plated is what I call them.
Solid gold, man. Solid gold.
24 karat plated, man. Come on, let's be real.
I bit into it. I verified. All gold.
All gold. Well,
but
yeah. I'm pretty sure you did verify, but
it's funny.
I'm pretty
that
sure.
You and I talked, and when they announced this name, I said, I would really like to see this guy fight this guy. And due to circumstances beyond anybody's control, Schlack is going
to
be unable to attend Horace Ram. He was scheduled the main event against the best in the fucking world, MM3, and it fell through.
But there's more.
But wait.
Wait, there's more. He will be replaced. Not replaced. He will have a suitable replacement.
More than suitable.
More than suitable. And
no offense
is gonna,
to Schlack.
No,
at all.
No, Schlack, you're a great dude. I know you.
It's all matchups, man.
It's, yeah. It's
to me. And I was excited to see it, and I truly believe that, you know, MM3 was not only going to hang with Schlack, but he was going to defeat Schlack and, you know, make a statement that I think MM3 needed to make because there's so many naysayers. They're, oh, my God, Schlack's going to kill him. And, you know, unfortunately, Schlack can't make it. They'll get their opportunity again. However, our replacement match, better than anything we could ask for, man.
Now, we're going to announce it together,
the
guys.
The match that I wanted to see, I've said it for years. I wanted to see this match in a main event setting at a major promotion like Horror Slam or XICW. And
dude,
go ahead, Texan, let them have it,
no,
baby.
Let's do it together, brother.
Okay.
So that night, MM3 will be facing Impact Wrestler.
Impact Superstar.
Impact Superstar, Mr. 420 himself,
Trey
Miguel. Now, guys, that's going to be a fire match banger,
oh
better
God.
Than any
match of the year candidate. They haven't even locked up yet, and I'm here to tell you
that's
going to
be
match of the year.
Definitely, and I agree with that. And that's going to be more fire than anything we could offer Trey Miguel that we're going to offer him on Saturday.
Absolutely.
So the fire we're going to offer him, guys, is nothing compared to the fire match that will be the main event of Horror Slam.
And the Undisputed King has given us permission to record.
Yes, we
He's
going
to have us at ringside. At a table, we'll be doing some stuff for our podcast. We'll be, enjoying ourselves, doing some commentary. Might have some guests pop in. And, man, it's going to be a hell of a time. Don't miss it, Horror Slam. It's going to be in Brownstown. Be there. It's going to be one of the last big events
of the year,
man.
Yes, it is.
Let's face it, man. We're in Michigan. It's going to fucking snow here in about four hours.
Yeah.
And, you know, there'll be a foot of snow and... You know, well,
and that'll be our luck.
Cabin fever, you know what I mean? So, yeah, pretty much from what I'm hearing from around, you know, around our circle is that most promotions aren't going to be doing a hell of a lot after October, man. We got Metro Pro on October 3rd. They're bringing in Gangrel. TKW is also bringing in Gangrel at the end of the month. But XICW House Party, and then we still got two huge Horror Slam shows to go. One here Sunday, and the other will be... In later October,
the end
I forget
of October, possibly.
Date. But, man, don't miss it, man. It could be your last chance to catch some fire-ass independent pro wrestling here in the Midwest.
Now, if you love wrestling, you're going to love the independents. If you've never been, that's something that you want to get off your checklist because there's nothing like the Michigan independent pro wrestling.
Nothing like it.
Nothing. There's nothing like the scene. Now, Martez wasn't able to make it. It was fine, you know, under the circumstances.
Yeah, to you guys that wouldn't cover for him, fuck you guys.
Yeah, fuck you guys from the Rated R Wrestling Podcast.
Yeah, fuck you from Greg DeMarc.
And from the Texans. We needed Martez, but we will have him out.
He was there in spirit.
He was there.
And we represented you well, bro.
Yes, we did.
And we know it's not your fault. Fuck that guy who wouldn't cover.
Fuck that guy.
Fuck his kids.
He could go eat a big bag of hot... Oh, never mind. I'm not even going to say that online. But yeah.
Fuck that guy's kids. We don't care.
He could eat a Dixical.
We miss you, brother.
We love you, man. Listen, guys, without Martez in the open talk radio 313 The Flash, dudes, Rated R would be nothing. We would be rated nothing.
Yeah, we wouldn't be bringing this to you every Thursday, man. We wouldn't be having all this fun without Martez.
Definitely.
Shout out to Martez.
Like
all
Jay Martez, the man.
No, y'all the men's. I'm just a part of the crew, man, and y'all the men's.
Not at all.
Not at all, man. You carry the ball.
You carry everything. You carry this team, man. Carry the team.
Thank you, guys.
Oh, yeah.
Thank you, man, as always.
So, yeah, hopefully we can get you out to one of these shows before the season's done. Hopefully.
And the season is getting away from us fast, man.
Will any of them be coming to Detroit or like Ferndale or something, or Warren? Or that you guys don't know that much?
XICW typically runs out of Warren, actually.
But
stupid Corona thing got everything messed up. So, you know, the XICW venue, the Hot Rocks there on Hoover near 9.5 miles, Stevens, between 9 and 10
okay.
mile. Awesome venue, man. Fun place to have.
Impact helped matches there. They were the Motown Showdown and other stuff like that. Yeah. They had Johnny Mundo there. They Rhino, everybody from Impact. Impact ran out of there.
Wow.
They ran out of there
wow.
before. Yeah, most definitely. So, yeah, dude. Yeah, we got to get you to one of these shows. I wish it could be this Sunday. I wish Sunday's the event that you could come to, because we would love to have you at the commentator's table and our VIP table.
Shout out to Rachel Green again and Briar Wellington.
Shout out to Whole Horse Fam team. We love you guys. We love you, Briar. We love you, Rachel.
And all you behind-the-scenes guys, man.
We love you all. Yes,
Briar and Rachel appreciate you, man. Us fans at C appreciate you. It takes a lot of work to put on good wrestling
show,
man.
The ladder. It goes from top of the ladder to the bottom of the ladder, you know, from Rachel and Briar all the way to the people in the back, to the talent that put on the show, to the people that set up and set down the ring, to the referees, to the managers, to everybody. It's all the work. Everybody's got a part in the whole show. And it takes everybody to throw a great show, like Greg was just saying. So yeah, it's just a great time right now, especially.
Let me tell a quick story.
Oh, go ahead.
We got the most lovely, big-hearted baby girl, adorable little princess in the fucking world, little Nafi. This is Day Day's biological niece, my adopted niece, my baby. She calls me uncle, and she really enjoys pro wrestling. She loves the show, loves the cheering. Her mother is not a fan of professional wrestling. She's attended shows. Let me tell you, she was at all three shows last weekend, and from Friday to Saturday, was more excited Saturday after Friday, and then hyped Sunday, and came out of Sunday ready for another weekend of wrestling. I mean, that just goes to show you, a non-fan. She's not a wrestling fan.
At all.
At all.
I'm her brother.
Okay.
And I'll tell you that much. She hates wrestling. My niece loves it because it's an uncle thing. It's an uncle thing.
I've got some pretty cool uncles.
She loves pro wrestling because of her uncle. And, dude, let me tell you, she loves her death match more than anything, but my sister hates wrestling. My sister just hates it.
And that just goes to show the work that's put in from, you know, the guy setting up the ring to the guy, you know, collecting the tickets to the, you know, guy standing around doing security. And then, of course, the talent to put on such a great show and make it such a fun environment. Yeah, I mean, that a non-fan would be excited to attend three shows. I mean, a whole 4-day weekend, you know, or 3-day weekend.
And that's about 3 hours of show. 3 to 4 hours of show.
And to be excited, more excited for the next than the last. It was, I mean, she could have easily, what she has before, like, she gave her, yep, take the baby. And, I mean, you know, when we take her, she's definitely safe. She can't, all right, yeah, I'll check it out. And she admitted, yeah, I had fun. Like, are you ready for tomorrow? Yeah, I'll be there. So, you know, and then Saturday, she had even more fun. That was the show with Enzo. And then, you know, Sunday to XICW was, I mean, and then Monday, it's like, all right, Now what?
Right. Where's the next show?
It was almost like a hangover day. Like.
Right. Like, damn. Where's the wrestling? We need to take over our wrestling hangover. So she's ready. They're ready for this weekend and tomorrow. Well, tomorrow starts and Sunday it ends. And who knows when we're gonna get some more wrestling before October. And I'm ready for some more wrestling before then. It's gonna be, man. It's gonna be sad to see the wrestling season. Well, it's not even a season. It's the pandemic's fault. I'm not ready for it to end because we're not used to that. We're used to all year round wrestling, and now it's like taken away from us because this bullshit pandemic. And we love the smoke.
We definitely love the smoke. Yeah. So if you hear coughing, there's no coronavirus on the 313.
None.
Rated our 313 Wrestling Podcast, but there's a lot of smoke.
A lot of smoke.
High quality smoke. Trey Miguel, I'm talking to you. We got the smoke.
We got the smoke for you.
That's right.
We got the smoke for you, buddy.
So, I got the Meg card. What you need?
And I got the street card, so it's the same difference.
You know?
So Sunday night, Trey Miguel, we would have some smoke for you, and we'll be able to smoke live on that interview, hopefully.
Trey Miguel, by the way, did something you couldn't do. He hung with the 24-carat lion, Jeremiah Goldman, in the White Cog drinking contest. I'm just saying.
Oh, so you're going to go with this again.
It's on the record.
You guys, it's on the record, guys, but it's really...
It's on the record that Trey Miguel was the only guy that could hang. Well, actually, there was an alcoholic fan that put him down real swell, too.
Yeah, he was. And then he chokeslammed that dude. Super Oprah.
Bro, I'm going to be honest now. That guy poured beer on his face and stomach and in the ring. Okay?
He did.
So he don't even get to be in the conversation. I mean,
at all.
Yeah, it was a cool visual, cool gimmick drink. And, you know, he stone colded a couple of beers. If stone colded is even an adjective or a verb.
It is, because I say it all the time. I stone cold some beers.
Stone cold or stone colded?
I stone colded some beers. You know I say that. You know I say that.
I was wondering what the proper enunciation of that.
I mean, what else is there to say? Like, I mean, there's only one man that can stone cold some beers. Stone colded some beers, and that's the man himself, stone cold.
Yeah.
I've done it. I tried, but, you know.
And this guy poured them all over the fucking place.
No,
I didn't. Made a big mess. No, I'm talking about
talking about
no. No, but, man, in all reality, the Southwest Texan was holding his empty can proudly above his head while the 24-carat lion was still drinking. But, again, you know, it's not an exact science carbonating cans. I mean, you know, Data, I think, got a flat one.
Yeah, I got the flat one, guys. And I, yeah. Excuses for his 24-carat plated friend.
What I seen on the footage that my son took, he was, you know, really nice to take my phone and actually take the footage. And I let him know, I said, look, this is what's important right here, man.
All right, guys.
Uncle Day-Day and, you know, Jeremiah Goldmane, that's what we need to see here. That's what I need you to get footage of.
And then my sister recorded at a different angle.
Yeah.
Sorry, guys.
Kind of two angles of it.
We had two angles. So two angles, Mr. Goldmane. Sorry, Mr. Goldmane. There's footage. There's proof. The proof is in my pudding, and I told you last week, don't challenge the Texan to a drinking contest. So if you want to go again, another round with me, October the 4th, House Party 5, I challenge you one-on-one to another drinking contest. Nobody else, nothing else, no Mr. Mark, no none of your friends that you got to come into the ring with us, just me and you, one-on-one in a drinking contest. And like I told you on Facebook, buddy, I guess you're 24-carat plated because you ain't calling in.
I don't think you would call in. I mean, dude, you were mean to the guy. Dude, you were not a very gracious host, man. You were not.
Oh, so I'm not a great host because of
dude. No, you were not gracious to the 24-carat.
Well, what do you expect? You want me to let him take over my show and just clobber me?
I mean, have a guest on the caliber of the 24-karat line, yes, he takes over the fucking show. It's like when we have Ian Decay. We talked about this 100
That's
times.
That's Ian Decay.
That's a night off. We just sit here and enjoy the stories with everybody else. Man, when you have someone with the greatness of a 24-karat lion, God damn it, you let the guy talk.
Guys, you should see my face, how bored I look listening to this. You should see my face, how bored I am listening to this. I'm not even...
I wonder why we're such good friends. Sometimes the guy baffles me.
I'm sitting here bored listening to this, guys.
He would be.
This guy's making me fall asleep. Because
it's just going right over his head.
No, dude.
You don't appreciate
it. I'm a bald head guy, too. So, I mean, whatever you've got to say, you can say. But, I mean, I'm bothered and tired about listening to about Mr. Goldmine. I don't want to listen about that dude no more. I'm falling asleep with the smoke.
Well, I mean, you have to appreciate greatness. Real recognizes real.
Dude, that's why I got to run this ring gold shirt. That's real gold because it runs the gear.
Oh, that shirt that you got like 15 minutes after me? Yeah, that thing's awesome.
Yeah, sure, dude. I mean, you know, I wasn't lying talking to Mr. Enzo Amore. You know, I mean.
He was. But I was where it was really important. Shout out to you, Atlas Hightower.
Shout out.
I prioritized you and your merch table over Enzo Amore. My partner can't say the same, so.
Mr. Hightower, you know, we're buds. We're friends. You know, we want the smoke. So, you know, it wasn't that, but...
We're trying to bribe the guy.
It wasn't that... Whoa.
I got smoke, too.
Whoa, guy. Man, what is up in the smoke tonight? I mean, Jesus Christ, it's like last week. What's in the smoke since last week? You know, everybody's trying to ambush the Texas on the Rated RS on podcast. I mean, I don't get this, guys. If you guys got anything to say about this, either side, you can give us a call through 646-668-8672. Come join the conversation.
We have about 8 more minutes.
We have about 8 more minutes for you guys to be on. I would have loved to have you guys on. Whoever called earlier, give us a call back.
And yeah, it was possible that Chinstrap Jesus was going to join us, but I probably pissed him off if he was listening. So
Chinstrap Jesus, you're the man, dude. I don't care what
you said. Yeah, fuck you, guy.
Dude, let me say, when we were at the...
Anybody who would turn their back on someone like the 24-karat lion, I mean...
Because he don't need the 24-karat lion.
I mean, the guy's like 23 fucking years old, dude. He's like a fucking child.
Dude, dude, he does not need a Jeremiah Goldmane to win championships.
He will grow older, and he will realize that he does. And if you don't need it, you're a fool not to utilize a resource like that. Like, bro, if we're digging a hole, and I got a shovel, and you're going to go in the kitchen and get a fucking spoon, or are you going to use this shovel? You know?
I mean, what if you're, you know...
you might get the hole dug, but man... What are you going to do? You utilize the resources you have before you, and he failed to do that. He was on his way to winning me over, but his recent actions...
Well, you don't need him to win you over. You don't need
him. Just a very young buck.
He will prove himself on Sunday.
He will show his immaturity. He will show his lack of experience and immaturity, and he will show his young age.
He's going to prove himself. I believe this is the start.
Prove himself young.
No. He's going to prove himself and win that match. And he's gonna go on, and he's going to do something. He's going to win championships. So it is what it is. Anybody, 646-668-8672 with the Rated R Wrestling Podcast on Open Talk Radio 313 The Flash. And next up, you guys, is the Gorilla Position with Steve Aarons and a Macho Ghost. Right after the Rated R Wrestling Podcast, them guys always, always have great shows. Let me tell you, if you stay tuned, you won't regret it.
Absolutely. And shout out to our fellow podcasters in the area. Of course, Wrestling Rage, the big dog there. Catch him live on Sunday. Cody Fleming, the Flavor General, and member of the 24-karat army, Mr. Josh Harper, the greatest fucking ice cream I've ever eaten
greatest,
in my life.
Dude, if you guys want some ice cream, hit up Josh
Harper.
Happy Harper ice cream. It is a good... Dude, I swear to you guys, I do not eat ice cream, really. And, dude, his freaking Banana Harper ice cream was one of the best. And listen, guys, he has a banana or a bubblegum ice cream where it's not too much flavor than bubblegum. It has a bubblegum ball in there, but you don't really taste the bubblegum.
It's
so great.
Handmade,
it's
homemade
ice cream.
And every flavor he has is extreme shit. I mean, the Choco-Lot.
The Choco-Lot.
Of chocolate syrup.
You have
tons of brownie in it.
Talking about Choco-Lot. You have a
Choco-Lit.
You have a Choco-Lit, which you have.
Yeah, that is a THC infused rivers of
so
chocolate.
So if you have kids,
THC
make sure.
Infused
if you
brownie.
Talk to Mr. Harper and your kids you want chocolate ice cream, make sure you say the chocolate ice cream. Don't say
chocolate. Oh, don't worry.
Lit.
You'll know the difference by the price.
Yes.
$4 a pint for the regular ice cream. The Choco Lit, not $4.
Not $4
at all. Happy Harper for details. And, of course, our boys at the Pro Wrestling Edge, man, Dan Brewer.
Big
Taz, Gooch.
Big K.
Nick and Josh.
Josh, the man. We love you guys, man.
Our pals.
Hopefully we'll be seeing you guys this weekend.
Saturday. Right.
Hopefully we'll be seeing you guys this weekend, man. We love you guys, man. You know? So
they were at RPW Sunday. Tune into that.
Yeah, tune into
that. And they'll have the details on the RPW show for you. They were actually broadcasting live. They did an awesome job. I just listened to, you know, their podcast that they had from there the other day. It's really awesome. Check it out, Pro Wrestling Edge, or hit up Dan Brewer on Facebook.
And you can hear them anywhere you could listen to podcasts.
Oh, yeah.
So, guys, we're 3 minutes out of time, but... This has been the Southwest Texan Day-Day Crew. My brother, Greg DeMarc, the Rated R Wrestling Podcast. Stay tuned for the Gorilla Position with Steve Aarons and the Macho Ghost. We love you guys. We'll see you next week.
Wrestling podcast.